Welcome to the final Triple B radio play for 2025. Today, we bring you something truly special, a classic tale with a local twist. It's Charles Dickens' timeless story of redemption and goodwill, reimagined right here among the rolling vineyards and cellar doors of our beautiful valley. Join us as Ebenezer Scrooge, now a Barossa wine baron with a heart as dry as last season's Shiraz, is visited by three spirits who take him on a journey through past vintages, present celebrations, and the future of our community spirit. So pour yourself a glass, settle in, and enjoy a Christmas carol Barossa style. Proudly brought to you by Triple B FM, where local stories come to life.
It's Christmas Eve in the Barossa Valley. The sun hangs low over the vineyards, casting golden light across rows of Shiraz and Grenache. At the cellar door of Scrooge Wines, we find Ebenezer Scrooge, sitting behind the counter, fanning himself with a wine brochure and grumbling at the heat.
38 degrees, and not a cloud in sight. Bah! Summer Christmases? Who needs it?
Uncle Ebenezer! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas? Bah! Humbug! Frieda, what do you want?
I just came by to invite you to Christmas lunch tomorrow. Mum's roasting lamb, and we've got pavlova the size of a wine barrel. You should come.
Christmas lunch? Waste of time. I've got barrels to check and invoices to chase.
Oh, come on, Uncle. It's one day. The wine will survive without you. We've even got a cricket match planned. Cratchit's bringing his kids.
Cricket? In this heat? You'll all melt, or worse yet, end up with skin cancer.
It's not about the weather. It's about being together, sharing stories, food, laughter. Isn't that what Christmas is for?
Christmas is for fools. All that cheer and generosity, bah, humbug.
You didn't always think that way. I remember when you used to bring Mum a bottle of your best Riesling every Christmas.
That was business. Cheap marketing. Tax deductible too.
It was kindness, Uncle. You've just forgotten how good it feels.
Bah! Kindness? Just leave, Frieda. I have more important things to attend to. And don't let the door hit you in the bum on the way out.
All right. But the invitation stands. We'll save you a seat and a slice of pav.
With Frieda gone, Scrooge gets up and walks to a back room where we find Bob Cratchit, his assistant, painstakingly labelling bottles by hand, sweat dripping from his brow.
Cratchit, are you expecting the day off tomorrow?
If it's all right, sir, just to spend it with the family. We're having a picnic by the creek.
Picnic? In 39 degrees?
We've got shade and an esky full of cold drinks. The kids are excited.
Ugh. Families. Kids. Who needs them?
Oh, but Christmas only happens once a year.
Ugh. Okay, fine. But be back early on Boxing Day. The New Year shipment won't pack itself.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bah, humbug.
It's evening. The heat lingers like a heavy blanket over the Barossa. Ebenezer Scrooge sits alone by an open window in his lounge room, with only a fan keeping him company. He takes a sip of a lukewarm glass of Semillon and grumbles at the sound of distant laughter.
Barbecues and bonbons. Oh, noise and nonsense. What's Christmas ever done for me? Damn northerlies. What a waste of good wine. Ugh. I'll write it off as another business expense.
The fan stops. The air turns cold. Impossibly cold for a summer night.
What in blazes?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Who's there? Show yourself.
A figure emerges from the shadows, pale and shimmering, wrapped in chains made of corkscrews and wine bottles. It's Jackie Marley, Scrooge's former business partner. Long dead and long forgotten.
Jackie? Jackie Marley?
In life, I was your business partner. In death, I am your warning.
What? How could this be? You died about 10 years ago. Right after the vintage festival.
Yes, but now I walk the valley, alone and burdened by the greed I sowed. These chains, I forged them, link by link, bottle by bottle.
Why, you were a shrewd business person, a titan of the winemaking industry here in the Barossa.
And a poor soul. I never gave, never loved, never lived, and now I suffer.
What has that got to do with me? I run a profitable business. Wine sales across the country and overseas. I pay my staff close to award wages. I even occasionally donate a bottle of fortified wine to the local church for their raffle every year.
It is not enough. You must change, Ebenezer. Tonight you will be visited by three spirits.
Spirits? Bah! Spirits? Fermented veggies? Give me a good grape and I'll show you fermentation.
Not spirits. Spirits!
What? Like ghosts?
Yes, they will show you the Christmases of your past, present and future. Heed them, or be cursed to wander these vineyards as I do forever.
Jackie! Wait! I don't want this!
But Marley was gone. The room returned to its stillness. The fan resumed its slow spin, and Scrooge was left alone once again. As the clock strikes midnight, Scrooge stirs in his bed, uneasy and restless. Then a gentle light fills the room. A female figure appears, radiant, youthful, and dressed in a flowing gown, smelling faintly of summer jasmine and old cellar wood.
Ebenezer Scrooge?
What now? Ooh, another ghost. Who are you? What do you want?
I am the spirit of Christmas past. Come, walk with me.
Walk? It's the middle of the night.
Time bends for memory. Take my hand.
Suddenly, the ghost of Christmas past and Scrooge are standing in a sunlit vineyard, decades earlier. Children run barefoot between the rows and laughter echoes from a nearby cottage. The old cottage in Tanunda stands proud among the vines, its tin roof shimmering in the heat. Inside, young Ebenezer sits cross-legged on the floor, carefully arranging toy animals around a nativity scene made from gum nuts and bark. His sister, Sandra, runs into the room from outside.
Ebby, come on! We're decorating the Christmas tree, the one we planted last year in one of Dad's old wine barrels.
But I don't want to. I'm busy. I want to finish the nativity scene before Mum sees it.
But you've been here all morning. It's Christmas Eve. You're supposed to be outside with everyone.
But I want it to be perfect.
It's beautiful. Look, you even made a barn for Mr. Roo, your favourite toy. But you don't have to do it all by yourself, you know.
But I like it. It's peaceful.
Sandra sits down next to Ebenezer.
You've always been a bit of a nerd for your age, Ebby. But Christmas isn't about being a nerd and by yourself. It's about us being together.
I don't want it to end. I don't like when it ends. Everybody gets back to being busy out in the vines and they're cutting things or picking up the grapes. I wish it could stay like this forever.
Yeah, well, that's why we have to enjoy it while it's here. Duh. Come on, help me hang up the tinsel. I'll even let you put the star on the top, even though that's my job and I'm the best at it, but I'll let you do it.
Really? I never get to do the star.
Well, I'll let you do it this year. Like, and you've earned it.
Okay, but I'm bringing Mr. Roo.
Deal, he can ride on my shoulder.
The two children run into the sunshine, their laughter echoing through the vines. It's a moment of pure joy, one that would stay buried in Scrooge's heart for decades.
She always made me feel like I mattered, even when I didn't know how to say thank you.
She gave you love without hesitation, and you once knew how to receive it.
What's going on? Where are we now?
Don't you remember? The Christmas Farmers Market in Angleston.
The spirit of Christmas past has brought Scrooge to a bustling Christmas Farmers Market in Angleston. The air is filled with the scent of grilled bratwurst and fresh stone fruit. Stalls line the street. Decorated with tinsel and Christmas lights, people are walking up and down the stalls, chatting amongst themselves and haggling with vendors. At one corner, a young Ebenezer Scrooge stands proudly behind a table stacked with bottles of his first vintage.
Oh, look at that. Quince paste and wattle seed. That'll go nicely with a sharp cheddar.
Yeah, you're totally speaking my language. I'm building a cheese board for Christmas lunch and I'm trying not to buy, like, everything in sight.
It's impossible, isn't it? These markets are dangerous. You come here for one thing and leave with a basket full of just-in-case treats.
Exactly. I told myself I'd be sensible this year because, like, I've started doing Pilates. But then I saw all the smoked almonds and that just went completely out the window.
Well, it's Christmas. Sensible can wait till January.
I agree. And I guess you only live once.
Step right up, folks. Try a splash of Scrooge's Summer Shiraz. Perfect with your Christmas roast lamb.
Shiraz. Oh, and is that the winemaker? He looks barely old enough to be out of school.
Maybe he's a genius or just started really young. Either way, he's totally got people talking.
Well, let's see if the wine lives up to the buzz. I'm after something bold for my roast lamb.
And I need something sort of cheeky to go with a manchego. Let's investigate.
Who's next?
Oh, you go ahead, dear. You were here before me.
No, I insist. I know you've got your eye on that Shiraz. I'm still deciding.
Well, I do love a bold Shiraz, but I'm in no rush. Christmas markets are for lingering.
Exactly. Besides, I'm still trying to remember what cheese I bought, so I think you should go fast.
If we keep this up, we'll be here till New Year's.
Well, you got here first, so I insist.
Thanks. So, young man, tell me, I love a bold Shiraz. Is it local?
It's an undergrown, man. I planted those vines myself, picked by hand, aged in French oak. You'll taste the valley and a bit of my love for winemaking in every drop.
Well, aren't you full of surprises? I didn't expect a winemaker to be so young and out here in the market.
I like to keep close to the people. Wine's not just made in barrels. It's made in conversations like this.
Still, it's rare to see someone your age with such passion. Most young folks around here are chasing city lights and nightclubs in Adelaide, not tending vines.
I suppose I've always felt more at home among the rows of grapes than in a crowd. There's something honest about the land, It teaches you patience.
And pride, clearly. You speak like someone twice your age.
Maybe the barrels are rubbing off on me. They've got a few decades on me, after all.
Well, I'll say this. Your wine's got heart, and so do you.
Oh, thank you, ma'am. That means a lot. I hope it brings a bit of joy to your Christmas table.
I hope your wine's half as smooth as your pitch.
Smooth, bold, and just a touch stubborn, like its maker.
I'll take a bottle of Shiraz, and if it's as bold as you say, I might be back for more before Christmas.
Oh, you'll be back, ma'am. Good wine has a way of calling people home. Here you go. Enjoy your Christmas, ma'am.
Thank you, young man.
And how can I help you, young lady?
Well, I'm doing a cheese board for Christmas. Have you got anything that pairs well?
Absolutely. Try the Grenache. It's light, fruity, and cheeky. Goes beautifully with Manchego, Gouda, and Comte.
Cheeky, light, and fruity. That's how I describe myself on my Tinder profile.
Oh, then this'll be a perfect match for you. It's the kind of wine that gets people talking. Maybe even singing if the bottle's empty by dessert.
I like the sound of that. Christmas lunch could always use a little bit of sparkle.
Then take the Grenache. And if you want something with a bit more depth for after lunch, I've got a Cabernet that tells stories.
Ooh, stories, wine, you're speaking my language.
That's the spirit. Christmas isn't just about food and drink. It's about flavour, memory, and a little mischief. Here, have a taste. No charge. It's Christmas after all.
Oh, wow. That's gorgeous. Bright. A little spicy. Just like me. Sounds like it's got something to say.
It does. It says, don't let the turkey steal the spotlight.
Well, this is definitely going on the table. Might even upstage Grandma's Christmas pudding.
Careful now. That's sacred territory. But if you're brave, I've got a fortified Shiraz that pairs beautifully with plum pudding.
You're good, Scroogey. I only came here for one bottle.
Well, that's the magic of the season. And a good vineyard. You don't just buy wine, you collect stories.
All right, Scroogey, you've sold me. One Grenache, one fortified Shiraz, and maybe a bottle of that Cabernet you mentioned earlier?
Coming right up. And if you need pairing tips for a toast for the table, I'm here all week.
You know, if the wine's half as charming as the winemaker, I might need more than just a bottle. I'd probably need your phone number. Then, if I needed any help with pairings or tips or a toast for the table, I could just, like, give you a call.
Thank you. That's very kind. I mostly stick to my wines, my barrels and bottling.
Modest and talented. You're a bit of a dangerous combination, Scroogey.
I just let the wine do the talking. It's much better at sparking conversations than I am.
Well, your wine said plenty already, as have you.
I am always happy to help, with the wine part, at least.
Well, I'll raise a glass to that, Scroogey. Thanks for the taste, and the wine, and the chat, and I'll just leave my number here on your sign-up sheet, just in case.
Anytime. Here you go. And if you need a bottle for New Year's, I'll be right here. Who's next?
Hey, dude. Do you, like, have any non-alcoholic stuff? My mum, like, totally wants to kill the vibe because I'm too young.
Tell you what. Grab a bottle of the Scrooge Grape Juice Blend. It's no booze, all flavour. And tell your mum it's on the house.
Seriously, dude? Thanks. Totally gnarly. Thanks, King.
Hey, you're welcome. Just promise me you'll swirl it like a pro and talk tenons at the table.
Dude, I'm like gonna rate it totally high on like Yelp and then do that swirl thing and then that will totally bamboozle my uncle.
Well, isn't he a generous one? That was sweet.
And like really clever branding, Scrooge Grape Juice. He's got a good head for business.
And a good heart too. You don't see that often in young entrepreneurs.
Young Ebenezer is full of life, generous with his samples, and quick with a joke. A local choir member stops by his stand.
Abby, we're singing down by the Soldiers' Memorial Rotunda in 10 minutes. You coming?
I've got the stall to run, but maybe I'll sneak away for a carol or two.
You always say that, but we never see you, not properly.
Oh, it's just that there's always something to do. People expect the wine to be ready, the stall to look perfect.
But what about what you need? A little music? A little company?
I'm fine here, really. The market's busy. I should stay.
You know the words. You hum them when you think no one's listening.
Well, I like the music. I just prefer to listen from here.
You know, Abby, we sing the Three Drovers every year, but it always feels different when I know you're nearby, even if you're just listening.
It's a beautiful song. I like the way it carries through the valley when you sing it.
It's more beautiful when you're there. I mean, I think everything feels a little warmer when you're around.
Young Scrooge fidgets with a wine bottle, clearly moved but unsure how to respond. He glances toward the rotunda, then back at his bottles and stall.
I wouldn't know what to do with myself out there. I'm better here, behind the table, with my wines.
You don't have to do anything, just be there. That's enough.
Young Scrooge offers a small, grateful smile, but says nothing. The choir member watches him for a moment longer, then nods with quiet understanding.
All right. I'll sing one extra verse for you, just in case you're listening.
Present-day Scrooge watches the scene with quiet awe.
I'd forgotten this. I loved those markets. I loved the people.
You gave openly, then. You were part of the valley's joy.
What happened to me?
You chose isolation, but the memory remains, and so does the chance to return.
Present-day Scrooge watches as the image of the choir member lingers a moment longer, her warm smile, her gentle encouragement. He shifts slightly, visibly moved.
She saw something in me. I didn't know how to answer.
You didn't need words. You only needed courage.
The farmer's market dissolves into a quiet office. The festive sounds of the Angaston Christmas fade away, replaced by the ticking of a dusty clock. Scrooge, now a middle-aged man, sits alone at a desk, surrounded by invoices and unopened Christmas cards.
I can't think. I can't concentrate. It's too much noise. Too much singing. Suppose I'll have to close the window.
Outside, the singing continues. Inside, Scrooge counts.
I remember this. I stayed late that night. Frida came by with a gift. I sent her away.
You chose profit over people. You measured worth in numbers, not in love.
I told myself I was building something, that I'd make time for them later.
But later never came.
I missed Sandra's last Christmas. You know, she wrote to me, and I never even opened the letter.
You fear the pain of loss, so you buried it beneath work. But grief ignored becomes bitterness.
I thought if I worked hard enough, I wouldn't feel it, that I could outrun the ache.
But you only outran joy.
Please, I don't want to see any more.
You must. Only by facing what was can you change what will be.
Take me back, please.
And with a rush of warm air, the office fades away. Scrooge is back in his bed, heart heavy with memory, the echoes of carols still lingering in his ears. He lies in silence, wondering what is to come next.